3.
Give me a call if you live in the Ryde area. I'd be keen to hear from you on this. For years, the council has been locked in a dispute over the future of TG Milner Field at Marsfield. I know last year, Chris looked at this particular issue. Well, it's popped up again this week because there has been a decision, and this may well be a final decision on the future of TG Milner Field. There's effectively been approval for the field to be sold off, redeveloped for housing. Whether this is the solution to the housing crisis, probably not going to be enough. But the local council is not happy. The City of Ryde Mayor, Trenton Brown, joins us. Thank you for your time, Mayor.
Clinton, good afternoon.
So just to give a little bit of background, we did cover this on this program last year, but the TG Milner Field, it's been used for club rugby by Eastwood for years, but it is controlled by North Ryde Council, isn't it?
North Ryde RSL Community Club owned the site. Yes, right. They purchased it about 7 years ago.
So they want to redevelop it for housing. You, though, as the council, have been opposed.
We certainly are. We think there is a very strong demand already and a growing demand from a growing population for open space and recreational space and active open space as well. So this is critical, this 6.2 hectare site.
But what's happened this week is a separate panel, the North Sydney Planning Panel, and I know that you have members of the council part of that panel. They've actually approved the redevelopment.
Unfortunately, they have. The same panel rejected the same application 2 years ago, which is odd. So I must say it's a shock decision that this is the third attempt. And on the third attempt, the RSL proponents have been given approval at Gateway to proceed further through the Gateway.
So how does it just work? For those that understand the planning process, how does it work with final approval? It goes over your head as the local council just to this panel.
Yes, it does. I mean, we've been in discussions for compulsory acquisition of this site for a number of months. The previous same proposal was rejected by the independent Sydney North Planning Panel 2 years ago. The new submission was approved to then proceed to the next step, which is through the Gateway for further approval and further submissions to be made to the state government. So this planning panel will become the approval authority, unless, of course, this decision only days ago is rejected by the planning minister. And I think the planning minister has unfortunately been misinformed by his own department, and therefore this has led to a very bad outcome for our community through this approval just days ago.
The club wants to develop about 130 homes for seniors. Mm. All the councils across Sydney are under a lot of pressure from the planning minister, Paul Scully, to approve developments. If you keep opposing this, isn't the state government then it's going to turn to you and say, well, you're going to have to find another oval that we redevelop?
Well, look, I think what the state government need to do is understand that they need to step into the conversation and strike the right balance between not just an uplift in housing, but an uplift in additional employment facilities and civic infrastructure like open space and parks and gardens and playing fields and additional school and hospital investments. Now, they haven't done that. The City of Ryde has outperformed our housing targets previously. We are highly confident of outperforming i.e. Building and approving more housing than the current period permits. We have 22,000 dwellings currently in the planning portal being assessed, and the new housing reforms provide for an additional 15,000. Now, that's a total of 37,000 dwellings coming in close proximity to the TG Milner Fields. Mm. And that makes for a very compelling proposition, which is why the argument on strategic merit was rejected just 2 years ago. And that's why I don't understand the most recent decision, because the strategic merit case for planning approval is even more compelling today for the rejection than it was 2 years ago.
But on the flip side, I know TG Milner has been the home of Eastwood Rugby Club for years. The owners, North Ryde RSL, say by selling this off, similar concept to what happened with Rosehill but didn't go ahead, this is going to secure the Eastwood Rugby Club financially for years to come. And surely that's a good thing.
Well, look, the future of the Eastwood Rugby Club is completely independent of this deal whatsoever. Ryde Council has made it very clear that we wish to move through compulsory acquisition. We have more than adequate funding available to purchase this site. And I think the sadness is that the Eastwood Rugby Club didn't come to the Ryde Council 7 years ago, because I think they would have already been paid for the grounds, they would have moved already, and this long drawn out process could have been avoided. This is a critical site for our community. And we certainly won't be changing our view or backing down in any way in our resolve to keep this as important, critical open space for a booming community.
Okay, where to from here? Do you seek a minister, a meeting with the minister?
Well, I certainly do. I do honestly believe the minister has been misinformed, because there's a couple of aspects to the open space and the significant housing growth in Macquarie Park and the surrounds that the minister isn't aware of. Just days ago, we were given a briefing, by the Woolworths Corporation about not taking up the incentives for open space gifted by the planning department, but instead they want to build a distribution centre at the old Peterboard High School. Now, the Minister for Planning and the Department of Planning think that is a potential open space for a growing community. It certainly is not. There are other areas within the Lachlan's Line precinct and Macquarie Park precinct, such as the Linear Park, and other financial incentives to the private sector landowners that are simply not being taken up. So yep. The great problem we have is we'll continue to outperform in housing growth, but we won't get the commensurate uplift in open space, green space and active recreation.
And that, Trenton, that is critical, because if we're going to jam more people into units, doesn't matter if it's in your district, the Ryde district or other parts of Sydney, we still need areas, particularly for our kids, to play and to play sport. Thank you for your time, Mayor.
My pleasure, Clinton.
The Mayor of Ryde Council, Trenton Brown. Well, let me know if you live in that area. What's it like? Do you care if the Oval disappears and it's converted to housing? And if there are other parts of Sydney where you see a similar thing happening, let me know. 131 873